is Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. It's Tina from Local Squash getting back to you.
Yes, yes.
Hi. Yeah, hi. Sorry I didn't call sooner. I was in a meeting and it took a little bit longer than expected.
I get it.
Yep. Yeah. So your wife said it's a go then, huh? That's awesome.
Yes.
I'm glad.
Yes.
You're going to absolutely love this. One thing I'm going to try to do for you too, since you're a brand new business. Well, you said that you already have the website and the Facebook up and running, right?
Yes.
Okay, so yep. I didn't have that link. So what is the web address?
It is, here, I'll write it up exactly to you, BK, the letter N, sonselectric.com.
Are you the son, or do you have some sons that are going to take it in the future?
It's going to be my oldest. He's going to get his, he's 17. He's going to get his trainee card and, work with me during the summer and, whenever he has breaks. I mean, he has his own life right now and trains year round. So whenever he's helped me in the past with side jobs and stuff, but now I'm legit, so he has to be legit.
Well, what does he train for?
Wrestling. He trains year-round for wrestling.
That's
cool.
Wow. Yep. Yeah, because he's at that age where he can continue on in college with it, right?
Yep.
Very
and he's already looked at that as an avenue. He went to state the last 2 years in a row and helps out with the younger kids, my younger son, and all those to... First, he enjoys it, but also it looks good on your college resume to get
very much so. Absolutely.
Points.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's so good. He must be a big, strong guy if he's into wrestling, huh?
You know, I'm 6'2", almost 6'3", but my wife's only 5 foot tall on a good day with the sun out. And so
how funny.
He stopped at about 5'7", 5'8", so.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's still a good size, though, because wrestling, they have weight categories, right?
Yes, yep.
Yeah.
He's 165.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. So what I'm going to do right now is send you a confirmation email. So what's the best email address to use?
You can use the bkandsonselectric@gmail.com.
Okay, so just like the website with the N, right?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Electric. I like the way you got that to match, so, @gmail.com. And then what's your last name?
Coit, C-O-I-T.
I thought it was going to be a Coit with a K because of BK.
No, my wife's name is Carrie. So
it's
just kind of Brandon and Carrie and Sons. We're a tight family. And I mean, I probably would still call it that if my sons didn't necessarily come in, just because we're a tight family. We're always together. And yeah.
I love that. You know what? My kids are all grown and I have grandkids now, but I'm the same way. I'd rather spend time with my kids and grandkids. And I have all these ladies from my women's group. Oh, we're going to meet here on Tuesday and there on Wednesday. And I told them, look, no offense. I'm friends with all of you, but I have something with my grandkids that day, you know?
Yes.
Because I don't want them to think I'm just trying to ignore them, but at the same token,
I'm very thankful. My in-laws live a few minutes away, and they help us out a lot. If we can't be somewhere, they're there. And my wife grew up in the Edgewood, Milton area, and her family's been here for like 70 years, and her dad's one of 9 brothers and sisters, and they all live around here. So lots of family.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think that's the most important thing, especially when the kids are young, is to have family close by. Because like you say, that you and your wife, if you needed to go somewhere, you have plenty of people to cover for you,
and,
you know,
kids are impressionable as well. And you want to smother them, but give them responsibility at the same time.
I agree. Yep, 100%. So now, did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Yeah. Debit card, I think it's set up for.
Okay, and then I just have to select the package here, and then...
So when people, basically the service area I was shooting for was the south sound. The south sound, like South Puget Sound, that's what we call it here.
How far away is that in miles, if you had to guess?
I can
mm-hmm.
use fancy Google machine. What is
the fancy Google machine? And look at the.
That's one thing that I had to get better at over time was this stuff, learning this stuff a little bit, and.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably be comfortable with 30 miles within my home, my location.
Okay.
Is that something that, I mean, I don't know necessarily how this works. If it's
so with this program, you're getting the best of both worlds, because the Google business page would be tied into your business address, which I assume is the Gary Street address, but you just hide it, right? Because that's the residence.
That's my home. I don't even hide it. It's,
you have it published?
Yes. So like Google Maps, you can essentially come to my house. I initially thought it was a bad idea, but, one of my best friends has been my guinea pig. He's got a year ahead of me on his own business, and he mm-hmm. recommended it and was like, you're not going to have any weirdos stopping by, trust me. And so, he looked at it as a good, so I did that.
Yeah, if it's already verified and the address is published and you're okay with that, then we would definitely leave it at that. However, on Google, that Google business page is tied into Milton. So that means that we're going to give it the most dominant internet presence locally. So it will be spiderwebbing out into the surrounding areas. And on the Facebook ads, we can put those wherever you like without having an address. So if you wanted like all of the Facebook ads to target the South Puget area, or you said it's called South Puget Sound area, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so if you want all of them targeting there, or you just want it to set at a 30-mile radius, that's perfectly fine. Not to say that the Google Maps wouldn't spiderweb out that far, because that's all dependent on the population density and the keyword popularity, but just in case it doesn't, that way we're covering your bases with the Facebook ads, and you're getting the best of both worlds with this. You know what I mean?
Right. Right now, I'm just obviously trying to get more work, but there are areas like, I mean, I would prefer to completely stay out of Seattle.
Makes sense.
And Bellevue, number one, commuting is terrible here for those areas. And number two, they have their own city codes. And it is if you were a homeowner, a complete pain in the butt dealing with those cities.
Okay. So what I would recommend then is when my technician calls you for the onboarding, you can actually have, you know, some of the cities or zip codes that you do want to target, and we will set it at that rather than a radius. Because if we set the radius, you might get some calls from undesirable areas, and then that's just wasting your time. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So you can just say, hey, I want to cover, you know, and give them 7 or 8 or 10 cities, and then they'll set it up accordingly. And then you're not married to the way that's set up. If you ever want to modify it down the road, that's all free of charge, you know, meaning it's included in the package. So, I'll put that in the notes that you'll get, you know, some targeted areas. And then as far as the billing goes, Brandon, does it have your name or does it have the business name on the card or both?
Both.
Both. Okay. And for you, is there a middle name or initial or just Brandon Coy?
Brandon P, as in Peter.
Okay. Brandon P. Coy. And is the Gary Street also the billing address?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
That is 4085.
Okay.
2400.
Got it.
0929.
Okay.
1685.
1685. Okay, expiration?
0229.
And the code?
648.
648. Okay, perfect. So I wanted to ask you, have you ever heard of the Google Guaranteed Leads by chance, or local service ads on Google?
No.
Okay.
Maybe my wife has, because yesterday she actually bought some leads from Google. It was just going to take a couple days for our processing.
Oh, so on Google, if you buy anything, it's a pay-per-click campaign, not a pay-per-lead. The pay-per-lead campaign, you would have to pass a background check in order to participate. So you don't think she's done that yet, has she, where you go in?
Yep. We did.
Oh, she did?
We both did background checks yesterday.
Oh, good. Okay.
Really quick, because we don't have anything bad on our background, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if it is the same program, once you pass the background check, which doesn't take a day, it usually takes anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks, then they'll activate the budget to start those leads. So I would say, since you know you already have that, just keep it separate from this. If you ever want us to take over that, we can transfer it to us and we can do it all here too. But since you've already started it, maybe just do that separate, and then that way you can track your results better, you know? And then with this, I'm going to go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So this portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
BK and Sons Electrical Services.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Brandon Coit, Administrator, Electrician.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All that means is if you do anything else online, let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing. Okay?
Yep.
And then as a part of the verification process, Brandon, it is essential that Local Splash receives some of the required business documentation in a timely manner, which may include your business license or proof of insurance or, you know, an invoice with your address.
Yep.
So we kindly ask that you submit these documents within the first 7 days. Do you agree to do so?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 18th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. This is a 3-month verbal agreement where your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 18th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment where you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I'm going to open up the calendar and create that appointment for my technician to call you to go over the onboarding. That will typically take, you know, 30, maybe 40 minutes. And so yeah. I'll tell you what's open, and then you can tell me what works best. Let me see here.
You have anything today? I could do that.
Oh, shoot. They're triply booked for the rest of the day, but I could okay. ask as a special request for the manager to squeeze you in. If not, let me tell you if, what we have open for tomorrow, and if any of those work, we can grab it. There's a 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m.?
Let's do 7 a.m.
7 a.m., okay, perfect. You're an early riser. You're the second business owner I spoke to today that said that.
I've always been an early guy.
I like the early morning hours, too. I feel like it's just so more, like, quiet and peaceful.
Yeah.
And you can get your thoughts in order. Yeah, I like it that way, too.
And it's kind of funny. The area we live in, it's a like a regular thing. There's no, it wouldn't be weird to drive by during the summer at 6, 6:30 in the morning and see people out having coffee on their porch. It's
oh,
weird,
that's nice. No,
yeah.
That's really nice. It's all fresh air up there too, right? Very fresh and
yeah.
Yeah, a lot of greenery.
Where are you located?
We're in Southern California, so
okay.
Yeah. I mean, I can't complain. We have a lot of greenery around here, but it's probably due to sprinklers, not to the rain.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So what I'm doing now for tomorrow is I'm booking out an entire hour from 7 to 8 o'clock. Oh, shoot. It says it's no longer available. Somebody else must have grabbed it.
Okay.
Shoot. Because I had to put in your business name and your email, and by the time I hit submit.
Nope,
so there's still good. 11, 1, and 3 open.
11.
11. Okay, let me go with the next earliest option for tomorrow. This time I'll do it faster that way. Local/client interview, and then I'll put your name in. Brandon Coy. And then I'll send you the email on it, which you'll get an email right now, but also an hour before the appointment tomorrow, just to remind you that they'll be calling you at 11. And the same thing applies. I'm going to block out the whole hour from 11 to 12.
Better hurry.
For some reason, it's saying that's not available. I don't understand why it's doing that to me, unless somebody else was trying to grab the 7 and it was gone. I'm going to ask the head of that department real quick, because you wanted him to maybe schedule you in today, too. So I'll put... And then while we do this, since I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I wanted you to go ahead and acknowledge that with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up. Did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash? You probably got a couple, but the one that I want you to look at is the one that says thank you for choosing Local Splash.
We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file to accept the subscription.
Yep. So if you scroll down, it'll take you to a portion where there's three boxes that you have to check. And then those say, you know, that you're authorized on the account, you receive text messages, and that you... Hold on. And that you also know that it's a reoccurring charge. Once you select those three boxes, you would plug your name in, and please include the middle initial since it's on the billing. Once everything matches and you hit confirm signature, it will take you to a page that says Local/Terms of Experience. Or it'll say login, I'm sorry. So if it's asking you to log in, you don't need to log in right now because your username and password are already in your welcome email. But if you see that, that's a good sign. That means that it went through. Now, he said that he can squeeze you in today, Brandon, so that's even better. Do you want to do 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, or 3 o'clock today?
Let's do 1 o'clock.
Okay, let's do that. So I'm glad that it didn't work scheduling those for tomorrow because now we're getting one today. Let's do 1 p.m. today. Thanks. Okay, so same thing. I can't put it in as a reminder because it's, you know, not available in my calendar, but he's going to book it. So you'll get a call between 1 and 2 o'clock, and then they will pick up where I'm leaving off, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, I'm not
because. Yep. Jesus. And then just so that you have the info for your wife since she started that other campaign, if you were to transfer that to us in the future, all we charge is the transfer fee of $250, and then the leads for your area specifically, they only run about $26.67 each. So I don't know what her, you know, cost per lead is or how she has it set up.
I believe,
but,
sorry to cut you off, but I believe she did spend $500, gets $500. So I believe we spent $500. They gave us an additional $500 in leads. We did complete the background check because I got the confirmation and all the information, but they did say it was going to take a few days for processing.
Okay. So what I would almost think that sounds like is that she might have done something on Angie's, because Angie's does background checks too. So I don't think that that's the same program actually. Yeah, that so Angie's.
I don't think this could be an issue. We actually, after I told her what you said about everything, she liked that more than doing any kind of advertising or anything like that. So.
She's a smart lady because we deal with a lot of the Angie's clients, and this is the other side of the coin, right? The one thing that people tell me is the downside about Angie's is that they're charging them, whether it's a lead that's 150 miles away or in an incorrect category, and then they have to go in and dispute it, like if something comes in that's bogus, which is not a bad thing because they're really good at providing credit. But for some people, they tell me that it happens so frequently, it becomes very difficult to manage. And with that program, they're selling it to you and to everybody else out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. Right. So if you ever want to consider that pay-per-lead program on Google, it's called Google Guaranteed, or it's also known as local service ads on Google. I'll send you an email on it so you guys can consider it for the future. Since you haven't started the process yet, if you wanted to try it, they would charge that same $250, but rather than being a transfer fee, it would be the application fee to make sure that you pass the background check. And then once you pass the background check, how this differs from Angie's or Thumbtack or Home Advisor is that if you get a lead through Google Guaranteed, it only comes to you. So you're going to have a much higher chance of converting it.
Right.
And our department will monitor it for you through a call tracking number that's already included in the program you have now. And they'll make sure that if somebody calls you and says, hey, Brandon, are you hiring? You're not going to get charged for that. That's not a lead.
Right.
Or if they call you and say, yeah, can you do rewiring? I'm in Las Vegas. Well, you're not going to get charged for that because that's not your service area. Or even in your case, I'm in Seattle because you're requesting no Seattle, right? So with things like that, it's a huge benefit. So what we would do, you know, 4 to 8 weeks down the road, once you pass the background check, we would call you and say, okay, we want to activate the budget to start the leads, which equals 13 leads within the month or $348. Now, you don't have to take on 13 leads every month. You take on as little or as many as you want, and that activation budget acts like an escrow account where the next month you just pay for the leads you took to kind of replenish the bucket. And some people just wait for the leads to be exhausted before they replenish the bucket, and that activation budget lasts them for 3 months before they're adding more to it, right? So there's a couple of different ways to set it up. The reason I bring this all up to you now is if you add it, the $99 setup fee that you just paid is included in that $250. So you save about $100 if you do it all together, meaning we would charge you $151 more, but you would get that extra benefit of also having the Google guaranteed system.
Okay. I'll talk to her about that.
Yeah, I'll send you the email on it, and if you decide to add that, just let me know, you know, and then we can add it. And you don't have to do it right now, you know, still move forward with that 1 o'clock client interview. And then if you decide to add it later, we can always do that for you, okay?
It'll probably be later. It's a lot at once.
Yeah.
Get her bearings first, and then we'll go from there. We'll see how this
Well,
works.
You know, I'm so thrilled for you and your family because you all have good marketing sense. You know what I mean? So you're doing the right thing for your business because you have to have that strong internet dominant presence on Google, which will help you pass that background check in the future, you know? So, yeah. I'll send you the email, and that way if you have questions or if your wife has questions, you can call me. But if not, you're all good to go for 1 o'clock today, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I didn't tell you, but my... go ahead.
You said something about, and I've only heard it one other time, thumbtack. That, is that a new one, or like a buddy of mine had mentioned it? My whole thing is like, if I don't know about it, how the hell do customers know about it?
Yeah, it's another pay-per-lead program, and they work similar like Angie's where they're, you know, selling the lead to multiple businesses. What I hear about those lead services isn't always favorable, and what I always look at is just statistics, right? So statistically speaking, since 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google, that only leaves 13%, right? If you look at Angie's and Thumbtack and Home Advisor and even Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, you kind of all lump them into one bucket, and combined they're only getting 13%. So, you know, a program like this understandably will blow the revenue out of the water from anything that can be achieved by those other companies. But they are options that people try for their businesses, you know. So luckily, you know, you didn't get entangled in both of them yet, you know. You're only starting with the Angie's, which, you know, sometimes is a good thing. Like I said, that's the other side of the coin. But this is going to definitely, you know, jumpstart you and get you some really solid results.
I would rather not buy the leads and do something more like this with advertising, the demographic of clientele could be different, and but I'm really happy with this, so thank you.
Yeah, that's what I hear from the people that use Angie's, is they tell me that they're getting a bunch of price shoppers that are just looking for the cheapest rate because they're selling the lead to so many companies. They just start saying, what is your rate? What is your rate? And this one contractor I talked to, I felt so bad for him, because he said that he was about $2,000 into his lead fees. He was getting a lot of great bids, but then he kept getting undercut by other companies. So finally, out of desperation, he undercut his own pricing and he took on a bathroom remodel, right? But when he counted up his material costs, he actually lost money on the job. So that's not a smart business practice either, right? So that's the one thing is that, you know, when, you know, so many people are kind of, you know, it's kind of like if you and your wife went to an auction and you were bidding on the same item, it would be counterproductive, right? And not to say that happens with everybody in every category, but that was his experience on it. You know what I mean? So with this, because
my old boss, he was sending us to so many different customers all over the place, and I'm like, how are you not doing dispatch fees? Like,
Right.
What do you mean we're driving all the way out there, not even to cover our gas? You're not doing, you're just getting people that are shopping, not necessarily people that need help right now. You know what I mean? It's a different thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I hear that too. Sometimes with contractors, they say they got somebody calling saying, I wanted to know how much you would charge to renovate this house, and it's this many square foot,
yeah,
and blah, blah, blah. They have all the stats, and then they say, okay, are you the homeowner? No, I'm thinking that I might put in a bid to buy it, and I want to know how much it's going
right
to cost to renovate.
I get people that ask me just simple, how much is it to add an outlet? And I don't price anything without looking at it. Because I learned
right
that very early on. I don't, until I'm on site, there are too many variables to consider. It also,
mm-hmm,
it doesn't give me to provide any value to the customer as well. So
you're right. I had an outlet that went out, and I have a handyman friend that he'll come over, you know, just on his free time and help me out. And when he put in the new outlet, he said, look, you have, I don't know if it was copper or the other wiring, and something was like, you know, shorting out in between. He goes, I can help you and put this one outlet in. He goes, but I really recommend you get a master electrician to fix all of this. You know what I mean? He's like,
yeah,
don't, you know, sleep on it. And so I went ahead and did that. You know, I had to get a master electrician to fix it all, because I don't want some kind of wiring fire in the middle of my walls, you know? So,
yeah.
But,
and if it was,
yeah,
something like a aluminum wire,
maybe that's what it was, aluminum. Yeah.
Well, if your homeowners found out about that, that would definitely affect your homeowner's insurance as well.
Yep, it probably was. I don't remember what he said. I just had it all, you know, taken
yeah
care of, but
yeah,
it probably was, yeah, aluminum. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And you guys are quite daredevils doing what you do. I get so, like, flustered by any of the electrical. I do a lot of home improvement myself just by watching YouTube videos, but that's
YouTube
one that I absolutely
yeah
am too afraid to try, whether the circuit breaker's off or not. I don't want to touch it.
I love YouTube because it reminds, when I have to do, I work on houses, not cars, and so whenever I have to do
yes
brakes on the car, I can just YouTube, and
yeah,
it can, you know, all that information so easy.
That's right. I've used YouTube for car repairs too, or even finding out, like on a rental car, we had one of those cars with all the different new buttons, and we stopped to get gas, and we couldn't figure out where's the button to open the gas
oh
thing, so we had to
gosh
go to YouTube, and and it showed us for the make and model of the car where the button was, you know. But we were stuck there at the gas station. We were in St. George, Utah, probably for like 40 minutes trying to figure it out, and finally
oh
we looked on YouTube.
Go inside. Sorry, my dog.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what it was? There was no button. You just had to press it in, and it popped out. Like,
oh, my.
I'm like, yeah, because I kept looking, because all of my cars have that button or that switch where you have to release the gas. So I'm like, where's that button to
yeah
release it, you know?
We got stuck at the grocery store. We walk out, and for some reason, our vehicle wasn't the key fob. We have a Yukon, and it wasn't registering the, like,
oh, no.
It wouldn't let us turn it on. It would say, like, remote, not active. YouTube.
Yeah.
We find that there's an override inside the console, and open it up, and there's this, like, weird little spot that looks like you would fit an old school phone in or something, and that's the
yeah
manufacturer, like, the dealership area where they put their key, and boom, it fires right up. But, yeah, YouTube.
That's amazing. Yeah, you know what? My daughter had that with her Jeep Renegade for a long time, where it would say key fob not detected, but her car would still work. But I think it's been fixed because she hasn't seen it for a while. Maybe when she went in to get her brakes or something, they fixed it. But yeah, I remember there was probably a 2-week period where every time she went in, it said it wasn't being detected, and she kept putting new batteries in it, and it wasn't the battery because they were fresh, you know? So now I know if that happens again to tell her to look at YouTube and we'll fix it that way.
We didn't have problems with the cars before all these bells and whistles were on.
Right?
No.
Totally. Yeah, now the more bells and whistles they have, the more problems there could. I remember back in the day when, you know, they first started putting the DVD players in the cars.
Yeah.
I was so adamant. I have to get one of those so my kids can watch movies and this and that. And the salesperson said, why would you even want it? Because now you potentially have more things to fix in the future, you know? Ended up getting it anyway, but he was right.
Too.
Exactly. Yeah, he's like, you're just going to have more problems if you get it, you know? So, and
my
now,
mom
thankfully.
Had a 89 Ford Probe with a car phone in it. And we
oh,
thought
wow.
That was like.
She was the coolest thing
we
ever,
were
huh?
Hot shit. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, hey, for 1989, that's some pretty solid technology.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie.
Yes. I know.
Yeah, I don't even think the cell phones were out yet in 1989.
No,
so, yeah,
no.
That's pretty good.
I mean, it was just one of those things. Again, you had to pay for the service and stuff, but we thought it was cool. Like, whoa, there's a car phone.
Yeah, like, how does she get service? She's going around with a car phone, and it's not even plugged into the wall.
There's a big-ass antenna on it.
That's hilarious. That is so funny. So, is she still like that? Is she still ahead of the curve with technology?
For the most part, yeah. For being 71, 72, yeah, she's still on it with all that stuff for the most part.
That's awesome. That's
yeah,
really good. Yeah, a lot of... Yeah, well, I was going to say, a lot of people in their 70s, they get intimidated by it, so that's good that she loves that and she has a knack for it, you know?
Yeah,
so.
She's in the gym
sometimes two days.
She's in the gym every day, so yeah, she's in her 70s, but she looks like she's in her 50s, so...
I love that. I look forward to those days. I call that the no schedule life when you're retired and you can just go to the gym every day or, you know, go to the park or just kind of do what you want. You know, that's what life's all about. So good for
that's
her.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I was going to tell you just as a side note, my daughter's boyfriend is very successful. He works for this company where they make like the heart monitors. And so, you know, he's dealing with technical equipment for, you know, heart patients and whatnot, but it's not his passion. And so he just went back to school this semester to be an electrical contractor. So he's very busy with homework and studying. And, you know, sometimes my daughter goes, well, why don't you just copy and paste it for the test and this and that? And he goes, because that way I'm not going to learn it. Like, he really wants to learn this stuff, you know. And I told her the same thing.
You don't recommend doing field work
along with tooling.
Because before I wanted to be an electrician, I thought, I'm going to go to school. I'm going to go to base and learn. Well,
yep.
And I actually met a friend of mine who was an electrician, and he told me don't do that because they teach you why you do things, but not how to do things.
Oh, interesting.
So if he's going to school for that, yeah, I would definitely recommend. I didn't go to school. I did 4,000 hours of on-the-job training, and then I qualified
for my
journeyman's license.
Okay, I'm going to tell him to do the field work. And, you know, there's a couple of friends of mine that actually own, you know, the electrical contracted businesses. So maybe they have, like, an internship or...
A different licensing in coming up. I know a lot of the California guys that have came up to Washington have had trouble converting their hours and licenses to Washington. So I know it's a different thing. Each state has its own set of rules.
Yeah, but also I think it's important that if he does do field work that he gets under someone that knows like all the newest technology too. Because
apprenticeship.
Yeah, we had our house remodeled probably like 5 years ago. And then the electrical contractor that I know in my neighborhood, I asked him for his advice on like a bathroom fixture that the other guy was, I said, do you like this one or that one? And he gave me his advice. But when he came in, he goes, why did he use the old canned recessed lighting? Why didn't he put LEDs in? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, that's a good, I know nothing about it. I just thought it looks nice. But I guess he was an old school guy. He was my husband's cousin, you know, so he gave us a good deal. I'm not complaining, but I'm sure that LEDs would have been nicer, you know.
That's one thing, myself, there's a group, 8, 10 of them. We're all electricians, my close friends. And we have a group chat, and we are all, nerds with this stuff. And so we all are up to date on new, you know, dimmers and lighting and tools that make the job easier. And so we're constantly sharing that information with each other. And so, yeah, when it comes to technology, just like it's made our job easier, technology in certain ways and the stuff they come up with.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, that's, I don't think you guys are nerds. I think that that's exciting to you because you have a passion for it. Yeah. You know, that kind of resonates with me because I used to, when I was very young, I worked in the dental industry. I was selling marketing to dentists.
Oh, my wife.
And those... Oh, how funny. Yeah, so we were selling marketing to dentists, and those dentists did not have a good marketing sense at all. A lot of them didn't want to spend $5 on marketing. They just did not care. They didn't like marketing. But if they go to a dental convention and they saw this new x-ray machine that was $20,000 or some type of a new product, they were all over it, like salivating. They wanted to learn everything about all the new products, right?
It also provides you more services to your clients. And
right, yeah. Yeah, it makes you more well-rounded, you know, and I wish, you know, everybody should know that. That way a client has options, you know, if they want to go with the old-fashioned can lighting, that's fine. But if they want the LEDs as an upgrade, you know, you're probably charge more, but it, you know, the person can decide if they want it or not, you know, so.
You know, LED, I've been doing this long enough that LED was actually really expensive when it first came out. And
yeah,
now it's so cheap. LED bulbs, and there's light fixtures that it's actually, they don't even make a replace. The light, the bulb is a part of the light, so you end up just replacing the light rather than the bulb. Technology.
Yeah, I think that's how my ceiling fan is. I had a ceiling fan that's like very blingy, and I got it online, but when it came, it said it was an LED ceiling fan, and I was asking him, well, what if the light goes out? How do you replace it? And he's like, well, you don't have to because they're LED. So I think what he means is what you said, that if the light goes out, you just have to replace the whole thing. You can't just replace the bulb. You know?
Yep.
So... Yep, but luckily it's working fine. Nothing happened, so knock on wood, it stays that way.
Good. Yeah, they're supposed to last a long time, so.
Yeah, it has been. It's been a really cool thing. So, well, I enjoyed talking to you, Brandon. You're all good to go for 1 o'clock. You're welcome. And then if you or your wife have any questions on that Google Guaranteed program, I sent you that email just so that you have it for future reference, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You're welcome. I will. You too now. Bye-bye.